on the phone right now. You know her from American Idol. Hold on, I have to get the appropriate music. Gotta get the American Idol theme going. From the Chicago auditions, you saw it Tuesday on Fox. Amy Lang is on the phone. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, New York.
Oh, my.
I'm good.
So, now, just to, so everyone knows which one you are, you're the one that went in there. You had the huge crush on Ryan Seacrest.
Yep.
And you went in and you pulled the faint. Just as you were about, just as you were about to start singing.
Yep.
Oh my.
That's me.
So, number one, Amy, thanks for taking the time this morning. Number two, Chicago auditions, you show up. What's the process like? How long did you have to wait?
About 3 months, because it's actually, they make it look like it happens in one day, but it's like three auditions, and it's a whole three-month process. I had to fly back to Chicago three different times. It was insane.
So when you went and they show the big crowd shots of like the stadium, is that the first is that the first day? Is that the big cattle call?
That's the big cattle call the first day where they cut most of the people.
And how long did you have to wait on during that particular day?
That's like a 2 day process because you have to get there 2 days in advance just to register to get your spot in line. So even that's like waiting 2 days basically.
Really?
Yeah. Insane.
Oh my gosh. So you're in the line and you go through that 2 day process, and on that day you don't go in front of like Randy and Kara and Simon. You go in front of like producers and stuff, right?
Yeah, they set up like all these little booths across the floor of the stadium, and there are like 20 people singing at the same time. It's really hard to like even get your bearings.
And then from that point they're like, "We like you, we want you to come back." And then you have to go back, so you don't end up going in front of, the judges you see on TV. That doesn't happen until your third time to Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That was my third flight to Chicago, and I think my fourth audition was finally in front of the judges.
So where are you from? Where are you from originally? Where were you flying to Chicago from?
I was in New York at the time, but I'm from Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're down in the city now?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so you're flying from New York City to Chicago on separate occasions just to get further and further in this process.
Yeah.
Did you pull the faint move every single time?
I did. Actually, as I was standing in line for that very first, the crazy cattle call at the stadium, about 5 minutes before it was my turn to go, I was like, it doesn't even matter how you sing. You just have to get through this first round because there are so many people. And I thought, I'm just going to faint. And that was my gimmick. And I used it all the way through.
And you were able to take that all the way to see the judges, Simon, Kara. You had Shania Twain in there, right, too, right?
I did, yeah. And I honestly originally had no intention of doing all that over-the-top stuff if I actually got in front of the judges. But then it just kept getting me through, and I thought it was so funny that I was like, screw it, I'm doing it.
Now, the funny thing is, I'm watching this live, Amy. Again, we're talking to Amy Lang. You saw her on the Chicago auditions of American Idol Tuesday night on Fox. She's the one that you have the boob dance, which you busted out.
I'm the boob girl now. That's what everybody's calling me.
some girls wish that they could be called that. So, you know,
if
you got them, God bless you. you pulled the faint move, and of course, everyone, you know, my heart dropped. I'm like, oh my God, that girl, and nobody rushed in to save you. And I'm like, wow, they are really heartless.
Well, the judges didn't know I was going to do that, but the producers did. So I think that's why they didn't, like, actually call for help.
But then you got up and you sang well, I thought. And at the end, when, you know, that kind of turned Simon off. And what went through my mind is, wow, if she had not done that, she probably would have gotten to Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's been saying. And I feel like if I hadn't done all that physical stuff, I would have, A, sounded better. And I think as soon as I fainted, they were turned off and were kind of like thinking no and didn't really listen to my voice. So
do you regret pulling the faint move?
You know, in a way, I regret it just because I didn't make it on the show. But I also don't know that I would have they would have shown me that much. So maybe I would have made it to Hollywood and got cut in the first week, and then nobody would have ever seen me. So I don't know. I don't really regret it right now. And I can always go back next year and be more serious.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Amy Lang. You saw her on the Chicago audition of American Idol this past Tuesday on Fox. I hate to call you boob girl, but that's how, you know, that's how people recognize you now. The boob girl, the fit girl.
I'm not offended.
Okay. So what is next for you? Did you think you'd be featured as much as you were in the episode?
No, I mean, I thought they would show me because I thought what I did was really funny, and the producers seemed to, like, really get me and like me and think I was, like, you know, entertaining and lots of fun. But I didn't know. I mean, I felt like it was mostly me on the show in comparison to how much they showed everybody else. It was amazing.
Yeah, so that's why I thought you were going to get through.
I know, that was the shocker for everybody.
So, so Amy, what where do you go from here? What happens from here? Do you try out again next year? Are you doing other auditions? Where do you go from here? What do you do for a day job?
I'm a waitress right now, but I've been in New York for almost 2 years now, and I'm trying to pursue a career as like a stage actress and doing the musical theater thing. So I'm on my way to a Broadway audition right now, and I'm flying out to California at the end of the month to work on something else. So, you know, there's stuff happening. I don't think you've seen the last of the boob girl.
Well, I hope not, because I you know, I enjoyed you before you even walked in and pulled the faint thing or the boob dance or anything like that. I thought you were entertaining and captivating and likable before you even walked in, just with your interaction with Seacrest. So,
well, thank you. I have some haters online, but the general consensus of stuff that I've looked at seems to be that people just want to be my friend and party with me. I'm good with that.
Sweetheart, yes. Trust me when I say, with any success, there's plenty of haters. So
there's always haters.
So, Amy Lang,
you're talking about me, so I kind of win.
Well, there, exactly. Haters make me famous. That's the line. It's Amy Lang. Right. You know her from the Chicago auditions of American Idol on Tuesday. Good luck with everything, and maybe we'll check in with you as Idol goes on. We'll get your expert opinion. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, Amy Lang, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning. Hold on. I have to move this around up here. We'll do this.